Chapter 3. No one forgets Uncle Russ. I met the man we affectionately nicknamed Uncle Russ as an apprentice at a bustling fabrication shop and spent a long year under his wing. Uncle Russ was so high-strung about keeping us young punks in check that he did most of the work himself, relegating his apprentices to be little more than gophers that would grab him tools, chunks of pipe, and cut supports for him. He was a nice guy, good-natured, witty and funny, but super hard to work for if you were the kind of apprentice that is starving for experience and practical knowledge. When apprentices would return to work after their last year of school, they glowed, as they knew they would never have to take mundane marching orders from Uncle Russ ever again. He told jokes that were hilarious only to him, relying on the simple old one-liners. If you would start a sentence with the word, "So," Uncle Russ would respond with, "So? No, but I knit and do a mean crochet." Uncle Russ would make wild accusations. He once blamed me for needing one of his teeth filled. I never could wrap my mind around how that worked. Uncle Russ was always our favorite guy to amp up. On more than one occasion, another worker would bet Uncle Russ that there was no conceivable way he could carry 2 full propane cylinders across the whole laydown yard, which was about 500 meters from the shop where we had to return to at the end of the day. Uncle Russ would yell, "Like fuck I can't! Watch this, you little bastard!" He would snatch both cylinders and briskly walk back to the shop, scarcely out of breath. Uncle Russ was indeed in impeccable shape for a guy in his mid-40s. Uncle Russ was also an accomplished singer and a massive Jerry Doucette fan. It became tradition to have new hires approach Uncle Russ and mention they heard he does a mean Jerry Doucette. Upon hearing those words, his eyes would widen with excitement, and Uncle Russ would haul the unsuspecting victim out to an empty building in the back 40 that he had chosen for its good acoustic properties. Uncle Russ would then perform an a cappella version of Mama Let Him Play, complete with a guitar solo, just for that one person. Every new hire came out of that building with the story of the most awkward experience of their lives. Uncle Russ is, still to this day, one of the hardest working guys I have ever seen. He put his all into his work and prided himself on the ability to keep up with us young punks. We once built a covered deck around one of our remote fabrication buildings to keep our full lengths of pipe and our threading machines out of the rain and snow. When the deck was completed, Uncle Russ noticed the structure had a healthy amount of spring, like a professional wrestling ring, and duly challenged us all to wrestle him. No one wanted to get into it, so I volunteered to wrestle Uncle Russ. As I knew there was no way to match his upper body strength, I went low, trying to take his legs out from under him. My strategy was to get him on the ground where we might be a little more even. Uncle Russ had calves like tree trunks. He let me waste my energy for a couple of minutes until I tired myself out, at which point he picked me up and put me in the greatest bear hug I have ever felt. At first, I thought it was funny and was laughing. As each laugh left my lungs, Uncle Russ would squeeze a little tighter until eventually there was no room in my ribcage left for my lungs to expand, and I passed out. I came to with Uncle Russ slapping me awake, saying in his earplug loud voice, "That'll teach you, you little bastard!" He helped me to my feet, and we had a good laugh, even though I knew he likely could have killed me.